Creative Gap Podcast. Hey, hello. Welcome back. My name is Nick, and we're answering questions today on the Creative Gap Podcast. I'm still walking around. It's beautiful out here in the mountains, and I figure what better time to pull my cell phone out of my pocket and answer a question. So I apologize about the audio. Again, we'll be back to our fancy mic when we get back to the studio, but let's get right to these questions. Got one from Jeff Madsen. Jeff Madsen on Twitter. He's asking, he basically asked a couple questions, and the last one kind of made the most sense, so I'll read that one. He goes, I guess the underlying question is, does it pay to specialize or be a jack of all trades when it comes to design? So first of all, thanks for the question, Jeff. Thanks you. I can tell I'm still out of breath here walking around the mountains. So jack of all trades or specialize. I think it's one of those depends things, right? So you can actually do both. So I've seen both of them work. I would say that if you have the mentality to be a jack of all trades and you're kind of like scattered around, you want to learn a little bit of everything, that you can do that. That you should do that. And I think that it's really dependent on not only your work situation, but also on your brain situation. So how does your brain work? How do you learn? What keeps you interested in something? Some people, they are interested in one thing, and they're interested in that one thing, and they want to go as deep as possible on that one thing. Other people have the brain to just kind of jump around and try to connect the dots across a wide variety of things. So if you think about it, it's width, right? Many things, or depth, which is one thing but a deeper hole. So think of it like a shovel in a hole. Do you want to build a bunch of little small holes or one big deep hole? And both are valuable. The answer to all these things, whenever I say it depends, is really what is your personality type, and you know, try to be self-aware about what you like to do and what you want to do, because that's a big part of it. But both can be valuable. So if you are a deep, you know, you're gonna jump as far into something, if you're kind of a master at something, then you might be more specialized and you might be more valuable as a work for hire type of person, right? So if you think of somebody that does taxes really well, let's say they just know the code in and out and that's all they know, they are good, but they're gonna be able to, like, you want to hire them once, but you don't want to keep them on your staff all year, because you just need them to do taxes really well once a year, and then that's it, right? So you can actually use that model for yourself and say, maybe you're a consultant. Maybe you know so much about one thing that you can go in and answer anybody's questions or fix anybody's computer or solve anybody. So you're talking specifically about design, so let's get into that. You might be a part of a team where you are really great at making logos, right? And you are like the master at logo, but then the team can be other people that are masters at the other stuff. And so that depends on how your team is set up. If you work in a bigger company, you might be able to pull off a more specialized design learning, and then you can apply that directly to that stage. If you are more of an entrepreneur, if you're more working for yourself, if you're more if you're more doing it all yourself, right? Like a lot of companies start and the owner of the company kind of has to do it all themselves at first because there is no one else to do it. You really do need to learn to become a jack of all trades. So, my personal experience, I've been mostly a jack of all trades where I tend to learn a lot about something and then kind of fall off the learning curve, at least for a little bit. Like I learned just enough to get dangerous with like a camera and Cinema 4D, and like After Effects is actually one of those things where I learned everything about it. Like what every button did and who used it and how they used it, and all the, every book and every angle I could find on it. But it didn't help because I had no design, right? I had no design skills to apply to that software. So, like a lot of things, right? You know, don't ever let anybody that has the right answer for everybody tell you that. It's very often that it's not right for everyone. So, you know, that's my thoughts on it. Maybe it might help to know a little bit more specifically about some of the challenges that you're working on with your team or with your project. One other thought came into my head as I'm talking about this. If you're really good about at something, and you're really, really good, like in the top 10%, 5% of all people that do this, you can actually take that and that's a very valuable skill to have. If you surround yourself with people that do the other stuff really well. So it's a little bit of what I said earlier, but what I'm thinking of now is you don't even necessarily need the team. So what you could do is use things like software, like plugins, like other, like stock photography, let's say. Let's say you're great at mocking up a magazine spread, but you're bad at taking a photo. Well, you could utilize and hire a photographer, buy a photo from a site that is exactly the one you want, you know, but basically either hire or pay people to help fill in the gaps where you are weaker. So that kind of comes back to like a Gary Vaynerchuk kind of situation where it's like, learn what your strengths are, do those strengths even better every time you do them, like learn more about your strengths, and then hire out or surround yourself with people or buy the things that make those things that you're bad at look better. So hopefully that's helpful. I appreciate the question. As always, I'm out of breath here, walking up a hill. Why do I walk up a hill when I'm about to do a podcast? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Anyway, keep the questions coming. I'll see you in another episode really soon, and I'll talk to you then. Have a good one. Bye, folks.